This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The United Arab Emirates today ended its boycott of Israel, part of the Gulf states' deal to normalize relations with the Jewish state. The U.S. brokered agreement was announced just over 2 weeks ago. The UAE state-run news agency says under the new decree, Israelis and Israeli firms will be allowed to do business in the Arab country, while opening up for the purchase and trade in Israeli goods. On Monday, the first flight by Israel's flagship air carrier, El Al, is scheduled for its first trip ever to Abu Dhabi. The UAE boycott of Israel had been in effect for nearly a half century. The Chinese embassy in London today charges that British politicians are twisting facts in order to undermine bilateral ties with Beijing. An embassy spokesman referred to a London Times report that China had raised its diplomatic presence in Britain by nearly a quarter in the past 10 years to boost its political influence. Said the embassy on its official website, some politicians and institutions deliberately twist and smear the normal exchange and cooperation between the two countries, or even clamor for the so-called new Cold War against China. U.S. President Donald Trump travels to the battered states of Louisiana and Texas today to inspect the destruction left by Hurricane Laura this week. The Category 4 storm destroyed homes and businesses, tore down power lines, and made many areas uninhabitable. People in the worst-hit places are being told they'll probably be without electricity and water service for weeks. There have been more than a dozen storm-related deaths, half of them traced to carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators. South Korea today is reporting more than 300 new coronavirus infections. It is the 16th consecutive day of triple-digit rises, fanning concerns about a worsening shortage of sick beds amid a resurgence of COVID-19. Korea posted 308 new cases, bringing the total infections to 19,400, with 321 COVID-19 deaths. This is VOA News. The global pandemic numbers close to 24.8 million infections with almost 838,000 fatalities. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. Hit the worst is the United States, where the death toll approaches 182,000. Brazil has lost 119,500 lives, followed by Mexico's 63,000. India suffered 3.5 million COVID cases with 62,000 fatalities. There is good news to report from Australia. The state of Victoria today says it has seen its lowest rise in new COVID infections in almost 2 months. But authorities warn there will be no rush to lift social distancing restrictions. Victoria's capital, Melbourne, is 4 weeks into a six-week hard lockdown that was spurred by a second wave of cases in Australia's second largest city. Australia has recorded around 25,500 pandemic cases and 600 deaths. Melbourne's lockdown has restricted most people in the city to 1 hour of outdoor activity per day. Wuhan, ground zero for COVID-19 and the Chinese city hit hardest by the virus, is set to reopen its schools early next week. The city says it's drawn up emergency plans to switch back to online teaching if risk levels change. It is advising that children wear masks to and from school and avoid public transportation if possible. Japanese Defense Minister Taro Kono says he has confirmed with his U.S. counterpart, Mark Esper, that islands in the East China Sea disputed by Japan and China are covered by the U.S.-Japan Security Treaty. Beijing has been increasingly assertive in its territorial claims in the East and South China Sea. The two defense chiefs met in Guam. It was Kono's first travel overseas since he put off such travel in February because of concerns over the coronavirus. Mali's West African neighbors are telling the military junta, which seized control of the country this month, it must transfer power to a civilian-led transitional government without delay, and that new elections should be held within a year. In exchange, the economic community of says it will move toward lifting sanctions imposed after the coup. On Friday, the 15-member group reinforced its hard line because of concerns about prolonged instability in Mali and its potential to undermine the fight against Islamist militants there and in the wider region. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, said Mali's transitional president and prime minister must be civilians and should be banned from running in the next legislative and presidential elections. The head of Libya's internationally recognized government has suspended his powerful interior minister, saying his handling of street protests and a violent crackdown against them would be investigated. The move coincides with reports of growing friction between Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, prime minister of the Tripoli-based government of National Accord, and Interior Minister Fatih Bashagha, an influential figure from the port city. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.